Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, issues around damp and mould in council-run properties have been highlighted this week by one Sinn Féin TD who says he has been inundated with examples since putting up a post on social media earlier in the week. And the issues of damp and mould have also received renewed focus in the UK following the death of a two-year-old boy, Awab Ishaq, in 2020 after prolonged exposure to mould. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us, and Brian is here in the studio now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
It's a significant issue, is it?
It is a significant issue. And as you mentioned, Housing Committee member and Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gould says he was inundated with messages from social housing tenants who were experiencing damp and mould issues in their homes. As you said, he put out a call for examples on social media. Some of them posted photographs of mould and sleeping and in living areas, while Deputy Gould said he felt that councils need more resources to help deal with these issues in what would be a proactive manner.
And you've seen firsthand the conditions in some properties where tenants say they have serious issues, including damp and mould, and they have concerns and fears for their health.
Absolutely, and both of these properties are in the north side of Cork City. Both are Cork City Council social housing units, and they responded to the social media post with claims about the conditions of their home. So I went to have a look. Now, the first one I visited, they haven't had any damp or mould, they say, until some insulation work was carried out by the council about 5 years ago. Since then, there are extensive mould and damp issues in upstairs bedrooms.
Bringing up to my son's bedroom, this is where the main problem is.
Yeah, I can see straight away when I come into the room.
Yeah.
It's black, really, on parts of the ceiling and on the top of the walls, which is obviously, and on the right-hand side there as well. So that's all damp.
That's all damp. And if you go up the attic, the joists in the attic are absolutely, they're wet.
And I can even see the pull-down blind here. There's mould and damp.
And in the morning here, now along the ledge there, like, you'd have to mop up water with a cloth, basically. Seemingly then when he's sleeping, sometimes at night there's droplets coming down on his head.
And we know the dangers of mould and damp.
Yeah. Well, I've highlighted that to City Council, and I initially reported this in 2018.
You can see it's not just little patches of it, it's quite extensive. There is a vent here, interestingly, because often when you have issues of damp like this, it'll be because there's no proper ventilation, but you have a vent.
That's open all the time.
And that's open, and you can see then in the corners of the windows here, damp as well, mould.
Yeah, all down here, look.
And you have a dehumidifier there.
Yeah.
What do you think the issue is?
Basically, it's when they insulated the attic, the problem started then. So whether there's actually no ventilation going out or what, I absolutely don't know. Now it's spreading into my own room now too.
It's almost like they've put a blanket on top of the house and there's nowhere for the condensation or the warmer air to go.
Of it, yeah.
We know how dangerous mould and damp can be. So what do you want done?
I want them to get to the root of the problem and solve it for me, basically.
I suppose the thing is, if this was private rental accommodation and if you were a tenant, you'd be going to the RTB and you'd be filing a complaint.
Yeah. Even if you had a grandchild, you couldn't leave him sleep in this room.
Yeah.
You know, if the grandkids were staying here now, like, sure, you couldn't. They're too young. I'd be afraid. You know what I mean?
So there's significant issues there around damp and mould, Brian. And I know you got on to Cork City Council for comment, but you visited one other property. And in that property, there was a five-day-old baby.
Yes, and I'll tweet some pictures from both of these properties shortly. Now, there were several issues in this second property. One was clear damp and mould, which was visible in the bathroom and in the living room areas. And the second was a leak from a pipe in the kitchen ceiling. Now, a repair had been done, but a hole was left in the ceiling and significant water damage was visible.
The skylight here, rain just pours through it when it's raining, it's non-stop. It's like as if it's raining in the kitchen. Yeah. Then I had pipe busted when I not long moved in.
I can see all the discoloration on the ceiling there. That's obviously all water that's come through.
Damage, and that's going into the front room as well. And then the bathroom then is thick with black. It pours through up there as well. I won't even leave the kids use the bath.
Looks like the wall is painted black, essentially.
Yeah. And now I only have to come back where I have a 5-day-old baby and 2 older kids as well. And my 12-year-old son has no radiator in his room for 7 years.
So what do you want to see done?
Well, hopefully if I got the ceilings fixed, like, and the heating and stuff mostly. have a warm house, I suppose, for the kids, like.
What's the problem with the heating?
Well, it's all the coldness. I don't know. It's like the minute heating goes off, it's gone from the kitchen. I don't know, is it from the leaks or what?
So maybe the house needs to be insulated a bit better, yeah. And then mould and damp, we know, obviously, there's health issues with that, particularly newborn baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just mostly just hopefully they'll do something, like.
You've been on to them a few times?
A lot of times. A lot of times.
Now, we do know that there are issues like this in other parts of the country. Those two examples are in Cork, and you did seek a response from Cork City Council.
Yes, just got a response in the last 20 minutes, and they say they can't discuss individual cases publicly, but they take all complaints brought to their attention seriously. They say that condensation is often the main cause of dampness and mould growth in dwellings, and they say that they have a tenant handbook which gives advice on how to manage condensation. But where the issue isn't condensation, where it's related to, for example, ingress of water or structural defects, the council takes full responsibility and will seek to resolve matters as soon as possible.
Now, you mentioned the Sinn Féin TD, Thomas Gould, at the start, and he's raised this issue in the Oireachtas.
He raised concerns this week at the Housing Committee with the National Oversight and Audit Commission, which is the state body that monitors local authorities. So what Thomas Gould is calling for is additional funding to try and address these issues. This is some of what he told me about the sheer volume of cases his office is now dealing with on this issue.
I'll be raising the issue of housing maintenance and funding in the Housing Committee, which I'm a member of, and also in the Dáil. It's a huge issue, and people are passing houses, and unless you're living with the mould, the damp, actually how cold the house becomes because of these leaks and because of the dampness and the mould in the house. It's a huge issue for the families it affects. We're dealing with a couple of hundred houses who are dealing with this type of dampness. What we're saying is the government needs to step in now and provide the funding to carry out this vital maintenance. Like, how anyone can expect to have a five-day-old baby in the house that's full of mould and dampness? Like, there's no way any doctor or medical professional would think that's a location suitable for the child. There seems to be one rule for private landlords and a different rule for local authorities. And I believe that local authorities should be held to the same standard as private landlords, if not even a higher standard, but at least the same standard. Ireland has a huge rate of asthma. And then there's people with young children, babies, but also teenagers who are living in homes that are full of dampness and full of mould.
Thomas Gould there, and you also spoke to someone, Brian, from the government parties who's on the Housing Committee.
I spoke to the chair of the Housing Committee, the Committee on Housing, Heritage and Local Government, who's Green Party TD, Stephen Matthews, and this was his take.
Dampness and mould can have very serious health implications, and I would be willing to look at this in the committee, absolutely, to invite in the department or to invite in the local authorities to ask them about their inspection regimes and how many inspections they've carried out. As I understand it, there was over 48,000 inspections taken in 2022.
And is there any reason, can you see, funding-wise, why local authorities wouldn't be able to tackle an issue like this?
So the responsibility for maintenance of local authority houses and for inspections lies with the local authorities. And there's absolutely no question of budgets having been cut by the department at all.
I suppose an inspection is one thing, though, but do they have the resources to carry out the work and the preventative work and then the remedial work if damp and mould is found in a property?
I think you'd have to look at the causes behind it. And in my experience, mould can be caused for a number of reasons, dampness and mould. It can be from poor design. It can be from lack of ventilation. It can be around cold bridging around windows where you get that kind of moisture-laden hot air, warm air in a house and it hits a cold surface. And if you don't have good ventilation, that will create mould. So there may be quite simple fixes in some cases, or there might be a kind of more intricate kind of work needs to be done around cold bridging. Proper energy efficiency, that's where I'd like to go, but we've a lot more work to do in that area. Former life, I was an electrician, and I remember being in an attic before where somebody had really heavily insulated the attic and left absolutely no airflow, and it did cause massive problems. So ventilation is key to this. It's a real key to air quality, is having good heat exchange or air exchange. Unfortunately, we're probably dealing with a lot of old stock houses there, poorly insulated. If there is mould and dampness in a house that you're renting, whether it's private rental, whether it's local authority rental, report it to the landlord, because they do have a duty of care to ensure that property meets a certain standard.
That's the Green Party TD, Stephen Matthews there. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for bringing us that report. Coming up next, two YouTubers have created a marketing sensation around this new drink. But what's in it? Dietitian Louise Reynolds takes a look.
email todaycb@rte.ie.